This is More Than Conquerors with your Bible teacher, Pastor Ray Hagestilianos. As a teaching pastor for almost 30 years, Pastor Ray's heart and vision is simply to build up God's army, enabling them to stand strong in their faith. As the senior pastor at Living Word Christian Church in White Plains, New York, Pastor Ray will challenge you today to begin your walk in integrity and victory, forever changing your life as transformed by the power of God. More Than Conquerors is supported by the generous gifts of listeners like you. You can find us online by going to livingwordchurch.org.
As Christians, we should know that our God wants His children to think big, dream big, and hope big, with little room for doubt and absolutely no room for discouragement or compromise. But when seeking God's favor for something really big, it can sometimes be difficult to see your prayer answered by results that seem to be discouragingly small. It seems only natural to ask, was what I hoped for too big? Was my faith not strong enough? Or driven by disappointment, did God even hear my prayer? In his popular three-day message of reassurance entitled, Staying Encouraged by Even the Smallest Results, Pastor Ray reminds those questioning their small blessings that God has not forgotten about them. He is still in control. He hears their prayers, and he expects thanks for even the smallest results. Because in true thanksgiving for the little will always come a return behind which something big and unexpected is about to happen.
Don't talk about your problems. Talk about the seed in the harvest field. Talk about what God has already provided by His Word and through His Word. Be a talker of the Word of God, not of your problems. Jesus didn't say talk about your problems to make everybody nauseous. All you're doing is reinforcing the problem. He said, say to the mountain, get up and get out of whatever the mountain is. Whatever the mountain is. So the kingdom principle that we're talking about here today is the principle of sowing, the principle of releasing into God's kingdom. That's why you should never withhold anything from God's kingdom. You should be willing to release your life, your work, your help, your gifts, your talents, your abilities, your time, your money. You ought to be willing to release it. By doing so, you are sowing. You're working the principle. You are sowing into God's kingdom. And he says, you're going to go about your life. And sometimes there's going to be seasons. Sometimes there's going to be long periods. You're going to go to sleep and wake up and go to sleep and wake up and go to sleep and wake up. And you're not going to see anything. And then all of a sudden one day you're going to see. Pshht. See, you got to learn to thank God for the small things. You got to be encouraged by the small results in your life. Start sowing the right seed into the soil and start thanking God and thank Him for every small result, however small it is. You give glory to God. Say, hallelujah, we're starting to see the seed. The seed is starting to break forth. Life is coming forth from this seed that I've sown into the ground. The kingdom of God is if a man scatters a seed, sleeps, wakes up, sleeps, wakes up, sleeps, wakes up. And all of a sudden, things start to happen. He himself does. I don't know how this has all happened in my life. All I've done is just stick my face in the book, done my work, praise God. And all of a sudden, just stuff started to happen. All of a sudden, the harvest started coming. All of a sudden, it's like this. It goes like this. I'm just scattering seed, right? Throwing seed. And then I'm walking. Now, I'm not looking back at the harvest. I'm not looking at what I sowed. I'm just sowing and going and sowing. And of course, the winds come and the rain comes and the opposition comes and the animals come. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm just sowing the seed. You know, I'm overcoming, fall into a ditch, get myself up, just sowing seed, trip and fall, pick myself up, just sowing. I'm not looking back. I'm just sowing the seed, just doing, 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 doing. And then all of a sudden I turn around and oh my gosh, look at what has grown. I don't even know how all this happened. Do you see? Do you see? Do you see? That's the kingdom principle. See, but too many people are so focused on the harvest, so focused on what they want and where they want to be and always looking. Don't look back, man. Just keep sowing. Just keep doing. But it's going to show up. This is the kingdom principle. Kingdom principle says a man goes about and sows that seed. Puts it faithfully in the ground, day and night, goes to sleep, wakes up, goes to sleep, wakes up. All of a sudden, he starts to see stuff happen. He himself doesn't even know how it happened. That's how powerful and effective, first of all, the Word of God is. You see? Because as you, let me say this properly, but as you renew your mind with the Word of God and begin to develop habits and responses that are in line with the Word of God, you are sowing good seed. Because your response is always from the Word of God. Boom. You see? You're sowing the Word of God. You're sowing. Your actions are in line with the Word. So you're sowing that which is in line with the Word of God. Wow. Does that make sense to everybody? And the end result is that you're putting seed in the ground. Every time you give in an offering, you know, you're putting seed in the ground. I remember when God, many years ago, I sat in Brother Schambach's meeting. I was in Brooklyn somewhere. I think I was in Brooklyn. I don't remember. But I was in this old building. It was like an old theater. And I was up in the balcony. And I was a brand new. This was 33 years ago. I just had recently rededicated my life to the Lord. And I went there with some friends. And we were sitting there. Didn't know anybody. It was just one night service. And God spoke to me about sowing $100. And I had never sown $100. I was like, are you kidding? That was like 50% of my paycheck. I'm not kidding. I was probably earning about 200 bucks a week. And the Lord said, put 50 bucks in the offering. I was like, 100 bucks in the offering. 100 bucks? I rebuke you, Satan. That's got to be the devil. But it was so strong on me. And I was a brand new Christian. I was impressionable. And I said, okay, I believe this is you, Lord. And I, you know, it was so strong that I wrote it in my original Bible. And sometimes I go back and I look at it. The Lord told me, as you sow this, this is what the Lord spoke to me. He says, you sow this in obedience to what I'm telling you to do, son, there'll come a time when others will sow into your life in obedience to what I tell them to do. Amen. I was like, oh, God, no one's ever talked to me like that. I know this isn't human. This is superhuman. No one's ever talked to me like that. I didn't understand the jargon, the language at that time. And that's what God said. I said, okay. And I took that and I put it in there. And as the basket was going by and I dropped it in, I was like, bye. See you later. You know, I didn't understand the principle. But it wasn't so long after, you know, that things began to develop in my life. And I began to see how blessings started coming back into my life. That's just one small, simple example. My whole life has been one big miracle. I know some people look at me and I would imagine they would be jealous or whatever. You know, I say this, be whatever you want to be. But I've done nothing except obey God. I've tried to be as obedient to Him as I can, to the Word of God, and to these principles that I've learned. I believe this stuff. I believe this stuff. And I've always thanked God for the smallest of results in my life. So he says, man's going to scatter seed. He's going to go to sleep. He's going to get up. He's going to go to sleep. He's going to get up. He doesn't get frustrated. He doesn't get discouraged. He doesn't get disappointed. He just keeps on doing it. You know, I want to tell you something here. This is just a hunch. I can't give you a verse for it, but I'll give you my hunch. It's a good possibility that some of us have not reaped yet because God wants to see how patient you're going to be. Actually, I can give you a verse because in one of those, I think it's in Luke's gospel where he talks about the person who, the four kinds of hearts, and then he says the last heart was the one who sowed, sowed and retained the seed and believed and so on and so forth. And it says that that one reaped blessing or reaped a harvest with patience. Patience is always attached to your harvest. So maybe, I don't know, maybe, just maybe, some of us are not willing to just be that patient. Maybe we just don't trust God. Maybe we just don't trust that God is gonna do what he said he's going to do. See, and I can see some of you squirming around, looking around. You're like, you're letting it go right over your head. And you know what? Let it go, baby. Let it fly right over your head. You'll never see kingdom results. You'll never see the blessings of God. I don't care what anybody tells you. God is not going to violate, jump over, pass over his principles. He put them here for all of us. And we all come in the same exact way. We come by faith. Nobody can escape it. You start working this principle. You start working this and you're going to see, go to sleep, wake up, go to sleep, wake up. You're going to start to see first a little sprout comes up. So the seed starts to sprout. You got to start thanking God for every small little. You got to be encouraged by that small result. I see God working. I see God's hand in this. I know this is God because I'm a God man. I believe God and I trust God and I love God and my life is submitted to God. So everything that's going on right now, God's in it. Yes. Because I trust Him and I'm walking by faith. Is everybody with me? Yes. And the seed should sprout and grow, and he himself does not. For the earth yields crops by itself. First the blade, then the head. After that, the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. Wow. I'm so sold on this. I've put my whole life on it. I have. I just jumped right into it and said, Lord, I believe this stuff, and I'm just doing it and doing it, been doing it, just sowing, doing, working in the kingdom. That's why I can't understand why people, you know, like I said, they start, they stop, they do it for a while, they don't do it. You're never going to get anywhere. It's never going to yield any results. You're killing your harvest. You got to just keep at it. You got to push through. You can't be lazy. You can't be slothful. You can't be. We all have doubts. We all have disappointments. We all have things that you look at. You may, oh, his life is so perfect. You don't know the struggles in another man's life. You don't know the warfares that he's facing. You don't know the challenges that he has or she has. You don't know the things that they're going through. The devil sets up a smokescreen to try to make you think that everybody else has got it better than you. That everybody else's life is perfect and everybody's got challenges. Everybody goes through junk. But what are you going to do? Stop looking at everybody else. You ought to be looking at the Word of God saying, my life can be blessed. My life should be blessed because Jesus came to give me life and to give it to me more abundantly. I ought to be walking in the abundant life. So what do I need to do? I got to start working these kingdom principles and just get my brain straight and get my attention on the things of God. Forget about everything else. Start to thank God for the smallest of things in my life. Even sometimes when things don't go the way you think they should go. Uh-oh. I learned to thank God for those things too, to say, thank God you saved me from an impending mess or a possible disaster. Thank God that this didn't happen. I've ministered to sometimes a single person who was in a relationship and the relationship fell apart and they're all busted. Oh, Pastor, you don't know. I don't understand. I believe God and I prayed. Well, are you trusting God?
Yeah.
Well, did you give this matter over to the Lord?
Yeah.
Well, if you've given it over to God and you're trusting God, then just maybe this didn't work out because this is the protection of God upon your life. He separated you from this thing before some bigger disaster could happen in your life. I look at everything as a blessing. You know, over the years, we've had people come and go, and there have been some people that I didn't want to go because I thought, oh my God, I need them so much. God, how am I going to do this? You know, how is it? But I found out later that they needed to go because they couldn't have gone on with us. They didn't have the right attitude or the proper makeup to move with what God wanted to do. And at the time, that separation was painful and it was hurtful. And how could this be God? It's so painful. But in the long run, I said, thank God, because I look back and I say they would have never made it. They would have actually maybe held us back. Beautiful people, I love them. So sometimes, and I only bring that up to show you that sometimes even in those things that things don't go necessarily the way we think they should go or the way we want them to go, we need to thank God for that. You wanted a certain thing in your life, you know, and it just isn't happening or isn't coming to pass. Well, maybe you ought to just thank God because maybe that if you had that thing right now, it would be your undoing. I know years ago when I got to finish up, but years ago when I first started this church, I was praying, God, you know, send the people. Every pastor wants their church to grow, but not every pastor is ready to receive the growth. Amen. Now, I thank God that I didn't have 1,000 people or 1,500 people back there when I started, because I would have killed them or they would have killed me. Someone was going to die. Just the pressure of it. Something was going to happen. You see, I had to step my way into it to be ready for it. And then God said, you're ready. Now we're going to make it happen. Yes. And it happened, and it happened quickly.
That's right.
Boy, I am sure glad that I didn't quit. Amen. I'm sure glad that I kept the kingdom principle going in my life. It was a time it was hard for me to pay my tithes. Time for me to sow seed. Wasn't always easy. You look at me and you think, wow, you know, he makes it look so easy. Well, I make it look so easy because I've been practicing it so long and I've been doing it. I've done it in every season, every time, every possible situation. I've just done it and done it and done it. Make it look easy. Like me, I go to the gym and I see some of these guys lift these weights. And man, they make it look easy. They pick up 500 pounds, you know. It's like, oh my gosh, they make it look so easy. Just go whoop, whoop. But what I don't know, how long they've been doing it. They didn't start with 500. They started with the barbell, 45 pounds. And then they progressed to 55 pounds and 65 and 70 and 100. And, you know, and as things began to progress and build, they got better and better with it. Same way in the kingdom of God. The man just keeps sowing and keeps doing. And, you know, this is the thing that amazed me. I can preach this and you could be all excited about it, but how many of you, now listen, how many of you will really get hold of this and really do it? And this is the problem we have in the body of Christ. Because there aren't really that many that are really doing it. Now, I'm going to love you the same. It has nothing in the world. I'm not trying to condemn anybody. I'm not trying to. All I'm saying is that if you want kingdom results in your life, then you've got to work kingdom principles. You'll have results. I'm going to love you. I'm going to minister to you. I'm going to hug you. I'm going to dedicate your babies, marry you. I'll bury you when you die. I promise you. I'll be there for your funeral. So it doesn't matter to me, but I want to see everybody. I just don't understand why people don't do it. I don't understand why people know it, but do not do it. And Jesus said that. I mean, actually, James said it. He said, be doers of the word and not hearers only. And he who continues in this, not just being a forgetful hearer, but continues doing the word of God, this one's going to be blessed in all that he does. That's a kingdom principle right there. You got to just keep doing it. But there'll be people. And I can tell you, I've been pastoring a long time. I am not a beginner. I'm not a newcomer. I'm telling you, most people that I have encountered in my life know the word, love God, are going to heaven. All that is true. But they do not do the word of God. They're not working the kingdom principles. They're slothful with their mouths.
Very good.
They're slothful with their words, with their attitude, lazy, will not work in the kingdom, just want to come and get something, and it's all about what I'm going to get. And when they don't feel like they're getting something good, they're the first ones to say, you're not feeding me. It's not new. I've dealt with this my whole life. Yeah, they're not feeding. I'm not getting fed. No, the problem is you're so fat spiritually. You're sitting there now, you know when you eat too much? You know what I do? I get really sleepy. When I eat a high carbohydrate, you know, like a good Italian Sunday afternoon dinner with the pasta and the bread. I don't eat that anymore, but the pasta and the bread and the meatballs and the raviolis. And let me tell you what, man, and the cakes and the pies afterwards, I get lazy. And that's the problem in the body of Christ. There are too many people. They know God. They know the word. They love God. They even love the word of God, but they're not doing it. They're not working the kingdom principles. Or they're start and stop. Start and stop. Do it for a while, and then they don't do it. Attitude is wrong. Words are wrong. They're still cheating, lying, sleeping around, doing all this sinful activity in their life. They're not. Their lives aren't lined up with the word of God. They're not tithers. They're not givers. I don't know. I don't get it. And we wonder why we're not walking in the blessings of God. Well, because the kingdom principle is a man's going to scatter seed. You're going to scatter seed by your words and your deeds and your actions in your life. Your giving, the words you speak, how you treat other people, telling the truth, being a truthful person. I wouldn't lie. I would never lie in the world. Even if it was to my hurt, I couldn't lie. I couldn't tell a lie. I would kill my harvest. I would be aligning myself with the devil. Yet there are believers and they've lied to my face. I've had people lie to me and try to try to defend themselves. You know what? I don't even argue with it. They think that they pulled the wool over my eyes, but I know they haven't. I just leave it with God. Say, God, you're going to have to deal with them because they're so deceived. They think lying to me somehow is going to make everything better in their life. It's going to make everything worse. They're killing their harvest because they're not. They're sowing the wrong thing. They're sowing the wrong thing. Even the little, what we call little white lies, there's no such thing as a little white lie. A lie is a lie, is a lie, is a lie, is a lie, is a lie. And yet, people lie. People cheat. They steal. They do things that are deceitful. They're not honest. They're selling stuff. That's so, sowing the wrong seed. When you sow the wrong seed, you're going to raise up the wrong harvest. When you put the wrong seed in the ground, you're going to get the wrong harvest. I'm telling you, listen to me. People love God, love the Word, love people of God, you know, sing, shout, dance around the church, know all the songs, clap, you know, do the Pentecostal polka around the church, you know, yahoo, hallelujah, praise God, kiss, hug babies, do all that kind of stuff. You know, hi, brother, hi, sister, hallelujah. Somebody's got to hear this tonight because I didn't intend on going that deep into it, but praise the Lord. This is a kingdom principle. You sow the right stuff, you're going to have the right harvest. Anything you see, that's right. What you see going on in my life has been years of sowing the right seed. Sowing the right seed. Can't have, you know, a dirty life. Can't do it. Sowing the wrong thing. Sowing into your flesh. So this principle is real and it works. So anyway, we got to stop because the hour's late. I'm already over time, but I like that verse 22. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. You keep sowing the right seeds and you keep working this kingdom principle, and the end result is that you're going to have a harvest of blessing in your life. But you got to be a doer. You can't just be a part-time. You got to do it. You got to do it. You got to keep on doing it. You can't be a part-time. I love to say this. You can't be a part-time doer and think you're going to be a full-time receiver. It's not going to happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But be encouraged by the small results.
Tune in again Monday afternoon at 2 for More Than Conquerors. If today's message was a blessing to you, ask for your free CD of the broadcast for a gift of any amount to help support this radio ministry. Just mail your request with your check to More Than Conquerors or MTC, P.O. Box 8187, White Plains, New York, 10602. Be sure to include the date of the message you're requesting. If ordering a complete Bible study series, a minimum love offering of $20 is appreciated. Identify the series and include the word series in your order. If you missed any of the hundreds of inspiring, life-changing Bible study messages of encouragement taught by Pastor Ray on this More Than Conquerors radio station, such as those on salvation, healing, miracles, faith, forgiveness, and many more, podcast downloads of all these programs are yours free of charge by simply going to PastorRayNY.com or WMCA.com and clicking on podcasts. That's podcasts at either PastorRayNY.com or WMCA.com. Thank you for listening to and supporting this ministry of God-centered lessons of integrity and victory from the Word of God, and being ever mindful that, as life's challenges come, God's Word is truth and will always impact our lives in a positive way in making us more than conquerors.